Now notice verse 11. And when Peter was come to himself, he said, Now I know of a surety that the Lord hath sent his angel, and hath delivered me out of the hand of Herod, and from all the expectation of the people of the Jews. That is, he felt like now that God had delivered him for a very definite purpose. And when he had considered the thing, he came to the house of Mary, the mother of John, that is, John Mark, whose surname was Mark, where many were gathered together praying. Now, the church at this particular time, and for about 150 years after this, never had a church building. We always call the church today a building. We say the first so-and-so church is down on the corner of Main and so-and-so. But actually, that's not the church. It's a building. And the church at the beginning, the body of believers, they never met in a public building. They had none of their own. They met in homes. Now, Mary, the mother of Mark, apparently she must have had a large home while the church was meeting in her home. And they were gathered together praying at that very time, praying for Simon Peter to be delivered. And now notice what happened. And as Peter knocked at the door of the gate, a damsel came to hearken, that is, to answer the door. Her name was Rhoda. And here we have this girl. And notice what happened. And when she knew Peter's voice, she opened not the gate for gladness, but ran in, told how Peter stood before the gate. She forgot all about opening the gate, you see. She's so excited, she just leaves him standing at the gate, and she rushes in where they're praying. And they said unto her, Thou art mad. But she constantly affirmed that it was even so. She says, Why, he's there at the gate. They said, You see him? She said, No, but I heard him, and I know his voice. Then said they, It is his angel. Now, that word angel is the word pneuma. It means spirit. It's his spirit. That is, it's not a guardian angel. None of us have a guardian angel. At least I don't think so. If I do, mine is way out of breath, way back of me somewhere, and I do hope he catches up. But I don't think we have a guardian angel, friends. It means it's his spirit, that he's been slain. That is exactly what they thought. Now, isn't this interesting here? The church is praying for Simon Peter to be delivered. He is delivered. And when he is, what happens? They don't believe it. They think that he's been slain and it's his spirit. You know, that's like our prayers, is it not? This is a great comfort to me. The early church, with all of its tremendous spiritual power, did not believe on this occasion that Simon Peter had been delivered in answer to their prayers. And isn't that true many times of us today? When we have what we call an answer to our prayer, my, we just rejoice and act as if it's something that we did not expect at all. And you want to know something? We didn't expect it, did we? We really didn't. And yet God heard and answered our prayer. Now, they couldn't believe, therefore, that their prayers were answered. Now will you notice, verse 15, And they said unto her, Thou art mad. But she constantly affirmed that it was even so. Then said they, It's his spirit. But Peter continued knocking. That's just like him, isn't it? Nobody's opened the gate. They're in there, not believing their prayer's been answered. One saying he's there at the gate. The others are saying, Well, it's his spirit. And Peter's about to knock the gate down, wanting in. Peter continued knocking. When they had opened the door and saw him, they were astonished. They just couldn't believe their eyes. They didn't believe their prayers could be answered.